I've been working with weight issues as part of my practice for years. Initially, when I started looking at this, I was not really looking for an answer to weight problems. I was looking for an answer to chronic illness. And because I came to the table looking for answers to chronic illness, I really started with some very basic testing. I was interested in what is a person made of, their cellular water, intracellular, extracellular water. Were they hydrated? How much body fat did they have? How much toxic load did they have? And toxic load is basically, what are they not digesting? What are they keeping in their body and not eliminating? I was also interested in how much fat they had. How much fat had they accumulated either through an improper diet, or how much fat had they accumulated because of a failure of digestion? And how much muscle mass did they have? As we entered into this, we then started to figure out that people were in fact sick and tired because of an autonomic nervous system imbalance, and also because of dehydration problems. They weren't hydrating themselves properly. And when they didn't hydrate themselves properly, they couldn't exchange fluid from the inside to the outside of the cell, which is where the little engine that makes energy in our body called the mitochondria resides. And so they would become debris laden. And when they became debris laden, they then would put on fat because of the excess insulin. They would put on more muscle mass to carry around the fat and the toxicity. And then what do you have? You have an overweight patient. And you have an overweight, tired out, craving, sick person who is just on the cusp of getting the next disease that's coming down the pipeline.